Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil and I am in studio with James Spicer. He is the director of Blue Roots Denver. And on Sunday, February 9th, starting at 2 p.m. over at the Celtic on 1400 Market Street, there will be a benefit. And it's for the Australian wildfires. It's going to be a concert. Great acts going to be there. The Jonah Schultz Trio, Tania Nelson Trio. We've got Peter Stoltzman, Steve Crenshaw, a whole host of artists who are just giving their time and helping out. But I'm just kind of curious because, I mean, we definitely want to help. You know, we've seen pictures, you know, of the koala bears, the kangaroos, the firefighters going in. We've got people from, you know, firefighters from our country going over there to help out and everything. This is a great cause. But how did this come to be, James?
Well, you know, I play music professionally. I have a lot of friends all over the world through Facebook. You know, you meet people that way. And I have a friend, Fred Sword. He's in Australia, in Wollongong. He's talked to me for a long time about coming to tour out there. So I've become friends with him that way. We've talked a lot over the past couple years. And then I started to see what was happening there, and he was sending me pictures, and he sent me some pictures of a town he's visited since he was a little boy, and it was completely gone. Everything was burnt and gone, and people have lost their houses, and, I mean, just so much disaster. And I've done live music charity benefits over 25 years, starting when I lived in Austin. So I thought maybe we could have a benefit, and I put a little Facebook post. Maybe we should have a music benefit for this. And some of my friends started responding. I mean, I hosted a blues and jazz show for a long time, so I know everybody here, you know. Okay. And a lot of friends started responding, and then Noel Hickey, the owner of the Celtic, he responded. He said, I'd like to volunteer the use of my venue, and I'll donate 20% of our bar sales. And I was like, that's very generous of you. I mean, it's a beautiful place, and it's big enough, you know. Holds about 400 or 500 people. That's the hardest thing to get is the venue. So it just kind of started taking a life of its own after that. I mean, I've organized many, many benefits. This one started organizing itself. So I just concentrated on getting the artists, and I talked to Lionel Young and Steve Crenshaw, and then some great jazz people I know, Peter Stoltzman, Tania Nelson, Teresa Carroll. And my band's going to play, Jeremy Money. A lot of great people. We just come together and figured out the time slots. I was talking to Noel Hickey, the owner of the Celtic as well, and he's working with the Australian Business Group and the consular from Australia here, and he's getting together a bunch of big sponsors. The community is responding pretty well, and coming together gives you an opportunity to focus a lot of attention and help get the word out there. I mean, people already know what's going on, but there's a lot we could help, you know, and if we can raise $25,000, maybe that can add a little bit of help for fire relief.
We're looking at an event that starts around 2, it's going until 11, so we've got an all-day thing, so some people might just drop in. Some people will probably just stay for the whole day. I mean, you've got some great great
but
music going on.
If they want to come see a certain act, that's why I posted the schedule.
Yeah, and then, so here's the thing, because, you know, we didn't mention Tony Rosario. We've got Roots and Rhythm Quartet with Lionel Young, so there's great acts here. So I know that Noel, he's donating 20% of the bar sales, which is great. So I normally don't encourage drinking, but please drink to help out. Buy food.
Sure, buy a soda pop.
Yeah, buy something, you know. But it's okay. I mean, buy whatever you like, because I love my Moscato or Long Island iced tea. So, but anyway, 20%. Just remember that. 20% of whatever you're buying, whether it be food or drink, or is it just bar?
He said bar sales.
So. Bar sales. Okay, so whatever you're drinking, just remember 20% of that, you know, will go to help out. Also, I'm making an assumption here, so if you could correct me on this, if people want to give more,
If the bar sales and any sales there is a drop in the bucket.
Okay.
A lot of people will donate, and we're selling tickets online on Eventbrite and the events on Facebook to Australian Wildfire Benefit Concert. But most of the money is coming from sponsors.
Okay.
A lot of the money is coming from people, and they will donate, and they're buying tickets. But the event is an opportunity for us to have sponsors sponsor this. And all of those proceeds are going to the charity.
Okay. And
yeah, we don't take any percentage of that.
Yeah, because you've got some sponsors here, the Colorado Blues Society, the Australian Business Group, Crimson Room, Blues Roots Denver. So you've got some sponsors. And then the other thing I was going to ask too, because the tickets, honestly, I was looking, I'm like, that's a very low price for some great acts. I mean,
it
we're
is.
Talking $11. We're talking, come on, people. I mean, this is cheaper than going to a movie nowadays. But it's $11. You've got all these great acts. And then the ticket sales, is that going as well?
It does.
Okay.
It's, you know, I've got it on Eventbrite. Now, Eventbrite takes a small percentage, like 30 cents and 1%, whatever it is.
Okay.
But other than that, yeah, it's going to be donated.
All right. And then the artists, like I said, they're donating their time because they want to help out. And I think I like this because sometimes we're like, well, you know, how's the money going to be helped and what's going to happen? But, you know, for something like this, I feel like this is a global thing. You know what I'm saying? But it impacts so much and it's far reaching. And just to hear, you know, that we've been able to get people here locally to help out globally, that's a great thing, I feel like. Okay, I'm listening to this. I want to come down. Once again, it's Sunday, February 9th, starting at 2 p.m. If you want to get there a little bit early so you can get a good seat.
It's like 2:30.
2:30. Okay, so 2:30 going until 11 o'clock at night. Come down. This is going to be an Australian Wildlife Benefit Concert. Great acts. Once again, Jonas Schultz Trio. We've got Joe Candelario. We've got Tony Rosario there. We've got Teresa Carroll, Tania Nelson Trio. So many acts there. $11, which is nothing. It's a drop in the bucket, you know, out of your pocket, but it helps so much to benefit, to help out so many people over in Australia who need the help, the animals, the forest, everything. If I want to find out more.
Our aid is predominantly for people.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
People have lost their homes.
For medical aid.
Okay.
And things like that.
Great. Okay. No, that's perfect. I mean, because they need as much money is going to be needed as possible.
Yeah.
If I'm listening and I want to find out more information, what's a good website address? Is there a telephone number or anything like that?
We have a page on Facebook that we're hosting for this event. The Facebook page is called Australian Wildfire Benefit Concert. And there's also an event on there with the same name. And then on Eventbrite, it's also called that. If anybody else is hosting a similar thing with the same name, ours is based in Denver, and our page, it has a little picture of the poster with some artists at the top there.
Thank you so much, James. I appreciate you coming by, and best
of
luck. Sunday, February 9th, 2 p.m. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.